Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people are so intelligent that they can speak on any subject. Others don't seem to need a subject. We appreciate this opportunity of being with you today. It's good to be able to study from the Bible. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. Well, let's turn now to our study, and we're talking now about the subject of prayer. I think very important to the child of God is an understanding of what the Bible teaches in regard to prayer. Prayer is man talking to God. And you remember the disciples wanted to know just how they were to pray, and so Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, told them the manner of prayer they ought to offer to God. He instructed them in regard to prayer. And so that has commonly been called in our world today the Lord's Prayer. Actually, it is not the Lord's Prayer. It is the model that he gave that he wanted his disciples to look at and to follow in regard to their prayers. All right, as we think about prayer, there are a number of things that are said about prayer which really do not hold up when put under the light of Bible teaching. However, we believe there are a number of things that are good about prayer that we need to understand. In Luke 18, beginning with verse 1, the Bible says Jesus taught a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, if I didn't know anything more about prayer than just that particular verse, I would know that there is some quality about prayer that will keep a person from fainting or falling. So, keeping that in mind, I can see the importance of prayer. Jesus taught persistence in prayer in that same passage. Do you remember there was a woman who came to a judge, and she dealt with this judge by requesting something of him over and over and over again, and finally he granted her request. Well, that's not by accident that that's in that passage. It was put there to teach us the fact that we must be persistent as we pray to our Father. We must talk to him earnestly, expressing what is in our heart, and be persistent in so doing. All right, let's look at some things that are stated in regard to prayer in 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I'd like to look beginning with verse 1. Paul is the writer of this passage, and he's writing to the young preacher Timothy. And he tells Timothy, I exhort, therefore. Well, exhorting implies the idea that he's encouraging and he's anticipating a response along this particular line. I encourage, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. All right, let's stop just there and go back and look at the verse again. Paul says, I'm encouraging you to engage in prayer. Here are some qualities of prayer that you need to think about. Number one, I exhort that you remember supplication. The word supplication, or to supplicate, simply means that we make requests. Well, certainly prayer is man realizing his dependence upon God and requesting certain things of God. When a person really trusts in God, he realizes that God is the Father of all and that he is in control over all things. Therefore, he needs his Father's help during life. Jesus taught in the model prayer in the 6th chapter of the book of Matthew that the request ought to go somewhat like this. Give us this day our daily bread. Well, that's a supplication. That's a request. That's something we're asking for. Stop and think of the number of things that occur in your life. from the time that you arise in the morning to the time that you go to bed at night, look at the number of things that you need and that God supplies that we ought to give thanks for and we ought to pray about. Well, certainly our food is a part of that. Give us this day our daily bread. Whatever is necessary to sustain our lives, we request those things from our Father in heaven. Now remember, when we're requesting, God will hear and answer prayer. But that doesn't mean for a minute that God's going to do just anything we ask Him to do. God does not answer prayer contrary to His will. And so, whatever we ask, we must ask according to the will of God. It must be what God desires, and God designed in regard to our lives. So we ask for our daily bread. Friends, that doesn't mean that God is going to hand to us our food without participation on our part. We went through a period of time, most of you will remember, when there were people going around our country saying that the world owed them a living and not wanting to work in order to have the food that they were to eat. Well, that kind of a situation was described by Paul as he wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and he made this observation, "A man who will not work, neither shall he eat." It seems to me that's a good principle, and a principle that ought to be applied even in our present-day government. If a man will not work, if a man won't put forth the effort to provide for himself and for his family, it is not the job of our government to step in and say, "Well, here's your money, here's your food," and we give to them the things that they will not work to provide for themselves. I'm aware of the fact that there are people who are unable to work, and I have no criticism of someone who is physically unable to carry out the work assigned him or a job, and I'm not talking about that kind of fellow. I'm rather talking about the fellow who is perfectly capable, but just in plain language is too lazy to get a job and to support his family. When a person is in a situation like that, Paul says they don't deserve to eat. And so, if a man won't work, neither shall he eat. We thus make requests of God. Now remember, when we make requests, God is the giver of everything that we have that is good. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1 and verse 17 that every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift, every perfect gift, comes down from above. When I ask God to give me my daily bread, or I ask God to give me the things that are necessary for the sustaining of my life, I'm simply recognizing very clearly that God is able to do that, and that I am dependent upon Him in order for those things to come to pass. Prayer, then, is an expression of supplication, going to God and saying, "God, You're my Father, I have needs, and I want You to help me have those needs taken care of." Certainly, prayer is a great thing, and there are a number of things about it we need to study. Please be with us again tomorrow. And remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our